From the heart of Michigan, the greatest state in America. You know it, and so do I. In the middle of forgotten America, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless us all. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three. All right, so we're like 2 weeks into the NFL season, and believe it or not, the Lions haven't lost a game. I know, weird, right? Now, last week, it felt like a loss as they tied, but yesterday, a huge win and a bigger upset even. Number two, gas prices could be going through the roof soon after the attacks on Saudi oil fields. The United States says Iran was behind these attacks. Does it matter to you when you fill up your car and you see the price is going to go way up? We'll keep an eye on it. Number one, General Motors facing a strike by the United Auto Workers for the first time in years. Nearly 50,000 GM employees affected by this. Tens of thousands of others will also feel the effects as suppliers and others will be forced to idle their shops. So a lot going on. The United Auto Workers Union began a nationwide strike against General Motors today. It affects, well, it depends on who you ask. Some say 46,000. Others said 49,200. No matter what. The move to strike, which the Wall Street Journal described as the first major stoppage at GM in more than a decade, came after the manufacturer's four-year contract with its employees expired without an agreement on a replacement. Local union leaders met in Detroit and opted to strike at midnight. This is our last resort, said Terry Diddy, the union lead negotiator with GM, telling a news conference after the meeting, we are standing up for the fundamental rights of working people in this country. Union officials said the two sides remain too far apart on issues such as wages, health care benefits, how temporary workers are handled, and, of course, job security. Our members have spoken. Now, hours before that began, Donald Trump tweeted, here we go again with GM and the United Auto Workers Union. Get together, make a deal, said the president in a tweet. Now, GM says it is disappointed in the leadership, said they had put forth a strong offer. The offer including new products at plants currently slated to close in Detroit, including an all-electric pickup truck, possibly a new battery plant in Lordstown, Ohio. But the UAW stepping away from that. We'll see where we go, but it's obviously something that affects Michigan greatly. But plants in California and Texas and elsewhere also being idled by this strike. And, of course, it's the suppliers and all the other groups on down the line that can be impacted by all of this, as you know, because it's been said that for every auto worker, there are another 7 jobs that can be affected when they walk off the job. Another 7 jobs can be affected when the UAW goes on strike. So the ripple effect is major. The ripple effect is significant. And in this case, reaches out quite some distance. Going to some of the other big stories, and I think this is the biggest story coming this week potentially, and that's the IG report. A draft report has been sent to Attorney General Bill Barr for review by Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General. And obviously this could have far-reaching impacts for James Comey, John Brennan, James Clapper, Andrew McCabe. The list goes on. All of the people you've heard talked about over the last couple of years. Because once it became fairly clear that the bust was going to happen in the Russia investigation. There was nothing there when it came to the president. Even Bob Mueller on Capitol Hill was a bust for the Democrats. And so when that was a washout, Republicans and others began investigating, well, how did this all start? Why are we here? What is the Steele dossier? Who gave affidavits to the FISA courts to say we had the right material, the right information to investigate American citizens? Who authorized these people to have this happen? The DOJ is already recommending charges against Andrew McCabe, the former deputy director of the FBI and former acting director of the FBI. He, of course, took over when Jim Comey was fired. Rod Rosenstein being closely examined. He was the assistant attorney general, of course, under Jeff Sessions when Sessions recused himself. Rod Rosenstein took over the position and named a special counsel, Bob Mueller. How do all these things hook together? That's the real question that we're facing here. And with the IG's report about to be released, I think there's a lot of nervous people out there. There should be. A lot of nervous people out there because the Inspector General has turned over all sorts of rocks in search of the truth. Now, that doesn't have anything to do with John Durham. John Durham is still investigating the FISA reports and other things, and he may come up with additional information. John Durham, being the U.S. attorney from Connecticut, put into place, of course, by Bill Barr. So there are multiple investigations going on, and they're running parallel. And the outcome could be devastating to some of the people that have been the most outspoken. Again, that's McCabe and Comey, Brennan and Clapper. These guys are on television all the time. They haven't seen a television camera they don't like. Of course, they're all contributors, most of them, to some of the cable news networks. In fact, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says when the Inspector General's report is delivered to the public to see, it'll mean that James Comey and Andy McCabe will both be prosecuted. Here he is on Sunday Morning Futures on Fox. Bite number one with Kevin McCarthy. Go.
We came the closest ever to this country having a coup, and now we need accountability. I respect this Attorney General so greatly that the way he has handled this, he believes in accountability, but more importantly, he believes in the rule of law.
Are we going to see accountability, though, really? I mean,
yes.
Andrew McCabe, they are recommending charging an indictment here. Will we see an indictment?
We will see an indictment. And remember what we're talking about here. Here's the number two at the FBI who are going after individuals, trying to prosecute them, believing that they have lied when he's lying himself. When law enforcement does not uphold the law, when tries to put their thumb on the scale, that to me is where we really have to stand for accountability.
So far, anything about Jim Comey, he's getting off. I mean, people want to know.
In the end, I do not believe Jim Comey will get off. America sees that the president was correct about firing this individual. How worse would it have been if this man was still in his job today? What he was doing and what he was saying. What's even worse is the Democratic Party wants McCabe to come to a fundraiser. That's absurd.
It is absurd. So he says that we will see an indictment with Andy McCabe. He believes that James Comey will be prosecuted. Of course, he's a Republican. It's what he's supposed to say. Meanwhile, the Democrats are still trying to sort out whether or not they're on an impeachment track. They can't seem to come to a conclusion on that. You got Jerry Nadler saying they are on an impeachment track, and Nancy Pelosi saying, no, we're not. Well, which is it? We'll keep a close eye on it. But that report could drop any day, and it'll make for a big day to follow. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving the state since 1947. If you want pure Wolverine water, man, have I got a deal for you, and that is a free water test. What's free these days? Not much. But you can get your free water test from Wolverine and find out if the water you've been drinking is good for you, your family, and everybody else. Why would you not do this? Pretty simple. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on the Wolverine button, get your free water test scheduled right now. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up and it needed some work. I called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you. Not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.